हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। We are seeing in Bhagavad Gita the very important portion where Atmaswarupam is discussed. The nature of the reality, essential nature of the individual self is discussed. Vyashti Swarupa Vicharaha. Or Vyashti Swarupa Vicharaha means here inquiry into the nature of the essential nature of the individual is discussed here. The nature of the reality, the Atma, nature of the Atma is discussed. How Atma is, how that abstract reality, subtlest reality, all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, implied by the term Atma, is how that reality is. How that reality should be understood, that what is discussed in these verses. Does not forget that Arjuna asked Bhagavan, please tell me only that by knowing which, only that which will remove my sorrow, which dries up my senses. Yekam nischityavada, he asked, karpanya dosha upata svabhavah Tvam pruchhami, dharma sammoda chetaha tvam pruchhami. Yat shreyaha nischitam me tad me brohi. Yat shreyaha tad nischitam me brohi. Please only tell me only that which will bring me absolute good. Shreyaha. Aham te shishyaha tvam prapannam mam shadhi. May you teach me, thereby protect me. The one who has surrendered to you, Arjuna asked. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna started discussing the nature of the Atma from the 11th verse, and which we have been seeing the commentary, Bhagavad-Pada's commentary on all these verses. Having said, Panditaha na anushochanti, wise people do not grieve, which means grief has no legitimacy. Grief is because of only because of ignorance. If ignorance is resolved, then identity becomes shifted. And right, if there is right perspective of the self and the world, there is no room for grief. Grief cannot be there at all. Then Bhagavan said, Panditaha na anushochanti. And having said that, and he started just talking about the nature of the Atma, how first in the 12th verse he established the oneness of the Atma. In all these beings, all these kings in you and me, There was never a time Atma was not there. There will never a time Atma is not there. Never, there will never be a time Atma will not be. Which means Atma has been beginninglessly. Atma is endlessly. Atma will ever be endlessly, changelessly. Which means Atma is absolutely universally one. And it is being as endless and changeless. Then he had been talking how Atma is absolutely indestructible. We understood very beautifully how Atma is free from the sixfold modifications, the gross change, subtle change happening on the part of the body. We do observe the gross change happening of death. We do not observe the subtle change happening in the part of the physical body, or sixfold modifications happening on the part of the body are not there at all for the Atma. Therefore, Atma is absolutely indestructible, Avinashi. Because indestructibility implies actionlessness. Atma is absolutely indestructible, not subject to any modifications. Change means Atma is free from actions. Changelessness implies, see, all pervasiveness implies motionlessness. Motionlessness implies what now? Changelessness. Changelessness implies actionlessness. Because performing an action means being associated with accessories. And Atma is absolutely free from all forms of accessories. Karta, Karma, Karanam, Samadhanam, Sampradhanam, Adhikaranam. Atma is absolutely free from all forms of accessories associated with the karma, action. And being free from all accessories, Atma is free from actions. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. So being free from all accessories associated with the action means Atma is neither the subject nor the object of action. Atma cannot be the doer. Atma can never become the victim of or any object affected by any action also. The Atma is free from doership. Atma is free from enjoyership. Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. Without the Atma, there cannot be the doer. There cannot be enjoyer. But Atma is free from doership and enjoyership. So having understood the indestructibility of the Atma very clearly in many verses from, you know, and we have come to 21st verse. There Bhagavan established, Bhagavan states very clearly, the person, the jnani who knows Atma, who knows the Atma, for him Atma is not an object. Atma is the very subject, very swarupam. Even the from the standpoint of Atma, what is Atma? We know very well now. This abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, ever of the nature of knowing, is free from actions, is of the nature of actionlessness. And the jnani for whom Atma is the very self, his identity is with that Atma. Having identity with the Atma, seeing oneself as the Atma, from the standpoint of one's own self, seeing everything else as Atma, the jnani who sees only Atma, who does not see second thing other than the Atma, in whose vision Atma is one secondless reality, and for whom Atma is his very self, such a jnani, there cannot be any action. Jnani cannot say, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I killed, I only did it, I did it. Jnani cannot say, because Jnani's identity is not with any of the instruments of knowledge, the instruments of actions. Jnani's identity is not with anything anatma. Identity with anatma being not there, identity being with Atma, Jnani is absolutely a person of actionlessness. Even if he is physically involved in activities, still he is a person of actionlessness. Jnani has no punyam and papam. Jnani is not free from doership, free from enjoyership. For Jnani, even if he is doing, he still doesn't attract any punya papam. Therefore, Bhagavan said in 21st verse, one who knows this Atma, Swarupam being absolutely timeless, eternal, birthless, free from all changes, such a person, such a jnani, cannot do any action, cannot instigate anybody else to do anything else, or any other action also. To say that any action, Bhagavan Krishna mentioned the word hanti and ghatayati. Katham saha hanti, katham saha ghatayati. How does a jnani kill anyone? How does a jnani instigate, persuade anyone to do action? Whom does the jnani kill? Whom does the jnani instigate to kill? In jnani's vision, there's a second thing other than the self. Everything other than the self is mithya for him. The second thing being not that he cannot instigate another person, he cannot kill another thing. He cannot kill himself either, because for him everything is Atma. And in whose vision the Atma is absolutely actionless, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness, such a person definitely cannot do any action, cannot instigate another person also to do any action. That we understand the 21st verse, and we are seeing the Bhashyam. Okay. Are you okay? We come back to the class after a long break. Again, we had to make it much, much more serious. We had to see these lessons much more seriously, because in a class itself, you must understand. This is like a mathematics class. It is just like physics class. There's not that you are going to go back and again. Of course, you can go back and dwell upon what you've understood. You cannot go back and understand, try to understand later. Understanding must happen in the class. You must see what is being said by Bhagavan Krishna and what is revealed by Shankara Bhagavatpada and what has been anuttered by Pujya Swamiji. We have to see in the very class itself. Because every class must be a class of transferring the vision. It should not be anything other than that. Okay. Let us see here. Let us just read the verses just to come back to the to settle down, to come back. And Pujya Swamiji always used to say, he'll ask us to chant Veda Sukta when he comes to the class sometimes. After he comes and sits, if he finds it a little distracted, then he'll ask people to chant this Veda Sukta. So this verse, chant the verses to settle down. Let us also chant these verses. Veda vinashinam nityam yaye namajamau yayam katham sapurushav partha kam ghatayati hantikam. Veda vinashinam nityam yaye namajamau yayam katham sapurushav partha kam ghatayati hantikam. The Bhashyam class is so important that we should never miss the class. I should not miss the class myself. And then the situation was such that we had to miss the classes. The long break, just very unfortunate and very sad thing. Anyway, we'll continue with this. Yaha yenam avinashinam nityam ajam avyayam veda. Person whoever knows this Atma. Enam means this Atma. Why this? Why enam means this? Enam is objective case form of I am. I am Atma, this self. Enam Atmanam, this self, objective case. Whoever knows his Atma. Why the enam? I understood, explained to you already. Of course, reality is all pervasive. All pervasive means what? Everything exists in reality. Reality is inside and outside of every being. Inside and outside of every being, everything that is here. Even though reality is inside and outside of everything that is here, without inside and outside, reality has no inside and outside, but reality is inside and outside of every being, all pervasively, being abstract, being the subtlest. That reality is absolutely indestructible. And whoever understands, whoever knows this reality, whoever has discovered this reality as Swarupam of oneself, as one's own self, as the truth of everything, the human being is capable of discovering the truth of everything as the truth of one's own body, mind, and complex, as truth of oneself. Such a person, when he discovers naturally, he must understand reality to be absolutely indestructible. Indestructible means must being free from all forms of subtle and gross changes. Who understood thereby reality to be timeless, eternal. So being subject to change means being time bound. Being indestructible means being timeless. So being indestructible, being timeless means being free from birth and death and being free from all forms of changes, avyayam. Such a person must understand reality is free from actions, free from all accessories associated with the actions. Such a person who knows Atma Swarupam being actionlessness. Person who knows the Atma Swarupam being actionlessness cannot kill anyone. He cannot kill anyone. Cannot instigate to kill anyone means he cannot do any action. He cannot instigate another person to do any action means he cannot have this notion that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer. The notion will not be there. If a person does something without the notion, with clear understanding, and he is not doing, physically, he's involved, still he's not doing anything. For jnani, atma is the meaning of the word I. Therefore, he is not doing anything. So we understood, and this is in the commentary Bhashya we read. So, jnani, kathanchit, kanchit, nahanti. Wise person does not by no means kills someone. Kathanchit kanchit na ghatayati. By no means does he instigate another person to kill, means to do any action. Ubhayatra akshepa eva artaha. We understood this much. In both places, akshepa eva artaha means it is this, it's only the negation through implication. Actually, actionlessness alone is emphasized. It's impossible for a jnani to do anything with the notion that I am the doer. Impossible for a jnani to make another person to do something, to instigate, do something. Therefore, all that we understood here. Hetvarthasya cha avikriyatvasya tulyatvat vidushaha sarva karma pratishedaha eva prakranartha avipretaha bhagavata. I think I made the last sentence. Vidushaha sarva karma pratishedaha eva prakranartha bhagavata avipretaha. What is exactly is conveyed by Bhagavan here? In this section, in this portion, vidushaha sarva karma pratishedaha, negation of all actions on the part of the jnani. Negation of all action on the part of the jnani alone is actually conveyed here, which means jnani is absolutely a person of actionlessness. Again, why only one action of killing is mentioned here? Hante hetu akshepa udaharanartatvena katitaha. See, jnani cannot kill. Jnani, how can a jnani kill anyone? Whom can jnani kill? Whom does jnani kill? How can jnani instigate someone to kill? I mean, only kill. Why the only the one verb kill is used here? Killing is used. He says, for example, for sake of example, the verb of the act of killing has been mentioned here. Actually, what it, the hanti, the verb hanti, meaning kills, implies all actions denoted by all verbs. All actions denoted by all the verbs are negated on the part of the jnani. Why? Because jnani is absolute, essentially Atma. Because his identity is Atma. And Atma is all pervasive, timeless reality in which all actions happen. Atma by him itself is free from all actions. So jnani as Atma is the one in whom all actions happen. But ajnani is free from all actions. Mithya actions happen in Satya Atma. Atma is not associated with, involved in any actions. Atma is free from all accessories. Therefore, what exactly is conveyed by Bhagavata? Abhipretaha, Prakaranarthaha, Kaha. What is the message conveyed by Bhagavan in this section? Vidushaha sarva karma pratishedaha. Vidushaha sarva karma pratishedaha. Negation of all actions of on the part of the jnani. Even though the verb hanti is mentioned, meaning kill, killing, still it implies the one verb hanti stands for all the verbs. And all the actions denoted by all the verbs. And jnani is free from all the actions meant by all the verbs. Okay. I'm continuing now. Exactly this is where we left, I think. Correct? How many of you remember that? I'm repeating? No. I come to class now. Vidushaha kam karma asambhavahet, karma asambhavahet visesham pashyan karmani akshipati bhagavan katam sapurushaha iti. Karma kam karma asambhavahet visesham pashyan bhagavan karmani akshipati katam sapurushaha iti. What is a specific reason? What is specific reason? Seeing a specific reason, which specific reason, on the part of a jnani, that jnani, Bhagavan says that jnani is free from actions. What is the specific reason seeing which Bhagavan objects or negates actions on the part of a jnani? Here, Shankara Bhagavata gives an answer. Nanu uktaha eva atmanaha avikriyatvam sarva karma asambhava karna visheshaha. Okay, please make a note. Sarva karma, make note of this. I know it I may be repeating it, but still let us make note of this. What is the specific reason seeing which Bhagavan denies actions on the part of a jnani? He says, Shankara Bhagavata says, avikriyatvam, changelessness. Vikriyatvam means changefulness, change. Avikriyatvam, changelessness. See, Atman, this abstract formless reality is free from all forms of all possible changes. All possible changes, subtle changes, gross change, all possible changes, absolutely free from changes. Changelessness is the nature of the Atman. And this changelessness is the specific reason. Specific reason. Changelessness is a specific reason to say that Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, Jnani is also to be actionless because Jnani's identity is with Atma, which is ever of the nature of changelessness. Avikriyatvam Atmanaha Avikriyatvam Yeva சர்வ கர்ம அசம்பவ காரண விசேஷக. காரண விசேஷம் இஸ் வாட் நவ் விசிஷ்டம் காரணம். ஸ்பெஷல் த ஸ்பெசிபிக் ரீசன் ஃபார் ஸ்டேட்டிங் தட் ஆக்ஷன்லெஸ்னஸ் பீங் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா இஸ் தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்னஸ் பீங் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஆர் யூ ஆல் வித் மீ நவ்? ஓகே. சத்தியம் எஸ் உக்தஹா நோஷன். வாட் இஸ் த பூர்வ பக்ஷிஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்? நது சகா காரண விசேஷா, தட் இஸ் நாட் அ ஸ்பெசிபிக் ரீசன். வை இஸ் எஸ் ஆத் அந்யத்வாத் விதிஷா அவிக்ரியாத் ஆத்மனஹா. ஓ மை காட், திஸ் அக்ஞா, திஸ் பூர்வ பக்ஷி ஹஸ் அ ப்ராப்ளம். பூர்வ பக்ஷி சேஸ் பூர்வ பக்ஷி டேக்ஸ் ஆத் ஞானி டு பி அ பர்சன் வித் பாடி மைண்ட்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். அண்ட் ஃபார் வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் ஹூஸ் ஆத்மா? ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் அ ஞானி. அந்யத்வாத் விதுஷா அந்யத்வாத் விதுஷா அந்யத்வாத் சி அந்யத்வா விதுஷா அந்யத்வாத் அவிக்ரியாத் ஆத்மனஹ. சி வித்வான் ஃபார் ஹி சேஸ் வித்வான் பூர்வபக்ஷிஸ் ப்ராப்ளம் வாஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் சம்திங் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் அ ஞானி, அதர் தென் அ ஞானி, அண்ட் இஸ் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஆத்மா பீங் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஞானி. சோ வி கான்ட் சே ஞானி தட் ஸ்பெசிபிக் ரீசன் ஆஃப் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்னஸ் கெனாட் பி டேக்கன் cannot be the reason for jnani being free from actions. Atma is free from action. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. He understands. Purupaksha accepts. Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, Atma is free from actions. He understands. But how can we say jnani is also free from actions? Jnani also is free from, Jnani is also actionless. How can we say? Because Atma is different from a Jnani. This is his problem. Natu saha karna viseshaha. Vidushaha anyatvat avikriyad atmanaha. Avikriyad atmanaha vidushaha anyatvat. As wise person is different from the changeless Atma, that specific reason, changelessness, cannot be given as a specific reason to say that Jnani is also free from actions. And he gave example, nahi avikriyam sthanam vetavataha karma na sambhavati iti chet. So, if there's a stump, there's a pole, sthanuhu, and sthanu is changeless. Simply knowing the unmoving stump, knowing the unmoving post, does not make the knower of the post an actionless person. It is example given by a Purupakshi. There is a person who sees a post. The post is what? Unmoving. Post is Thanuhu. And the post does not change. So seeing the changeless, unmoving post, sthano, the knowing that, does not make the knower of that pillar, knower of the post, make an actionless person. In the same way, of course, Atma is a nature of actionlessness, because Atma is changeless, and knowing the changeless Atma, knowing the changeless, actionless Atma, does not make the knower of the Atma actionless. What is Gyani's argument? There you, Purpakshi's argument. Knowing the changeless, actionless Atma does not make the knower of the Atma an actionless person. That what is. Then, for which the answer was given, oh my God, when we say Jnani knows, please understand important lesson. When we say Jnani knows, a wise person knows means, whether a wise person knows or an Ajnani knows. When we use this verb, K-N-O-W-S, knows, he knows, she knows. Okay, he knows, she knows, or they know, or these people know, you know, I know. When you use this verb K-N-O-W, that verb knows actually definitely is what? Who is the knower of, who is associated with the verb knows? The verb knows associated with the, actually not with the body. The body does not know. Even the mind does not know. Actually, the knower, very important lesson, please make a note. He says, Dehari Sanghatasya na Vidvatta. Please make a note. Dehadi Sanghatasya Vidvatta Nasti. Vidvatta means the status of being the knower. Vidvatta. Vidwan means knower. Vidvatta means status of being the knower. The status of being the knower is not there for the body, mind, sense complex. Deha adi sanghatasya. Sanghatasya vidvatta na. Sanghataha means complex. Deha adi means the body, mind, sense complex, etc. does not have the status of being the knower. What does it mean? Body, mind, sense complex, etc. means everything and anything which comes under the category of the known. The entirety of the objective universe, every object in this universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, does not have the status of being the knower. The known body, mind, sense complex, anything known, any known object can never have the status of being the knower, because can never become the knower. Known can never become the knower. Knower can never become the known also. Which means the known can never become the knower means the knower is distinct from the known. And that knower which is distinct from the known is actually absolutely the abstract formless reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma. Even again, if you can't say that knower status, even though the knower is Atma, we say Atma is not the knower. Atma is not the knower, because knowing is not an action. Knowing is very surupam. But even here, the mind here, the vritti, the mind has the status of being the knower because of the blessing, because of the manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of reality, manifestation of consciousness in the mind. Without the manifestation of knowledge, the mind by itself is inert. Even the mind is subtlest, inexplicably subtlest material stuff, still is a material stuff. It is the product of sattvic aspects of five elements. The sattvic aspects of five subtle elements alone constitute the antahkaranam in every individual being. Mind is inexplicably subtlest material stuff. Vastrik is a material stuff, means mind is an inert. Mind is inert by itself. It does not have sentience of its own. It does not have consciousness of its own. It can never become functional by itself. It cannot even have the status of being existent without the blessing of the Atma. Mind cannot even exist independently. Mind cannot have the status of being existent without the blessing of the Atma. And where's the question of becoming the functional, sentient, conscient, conscious, and having the status of being the knower? Therefore, mind also has status of being the knower only because of the blessing of the Atma. What is blessing here? Presence itself is blessing. Presence itself is grace. The existence of the reality itself is a blessing. Swamiji used to say, sannidhi matrena, sannidhi matrameva. By mere presence of the Atma, okay, everything becomes activated here. Which means it is consciousness, mere consciousness, as abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, is not the knower. Pure consciousness is not the knower. Even the knowing is a swarupa. Knowing is not an action. But in the, blessed by the consciousness, because the presence of consciousness, because the manifestation of consciousness, mind becomes conscious and sentient. Thereby, the knowing is possible. Therefore, this knower, mind by itself is not the knower. And here, this knower is possible because of the blessing of consciousness only. Therefore, the knower is Atma, but Atma is not the knower. And here, we can say, the knower is here, only Atma, the only knower of the known is the Atma. Therefore, knower is Atma. And even in Ajnani also, the knower is Atma. Ajnani's mind also, knower is Atma. Jnani's mind also, knower is Atma. And here, Jnani, who knows the Atma, who knows the Swarupam of the reality, who has discovered the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self, that Jnani's identity being with Atma, Jnani is essentially Atma. Therefore, Jnani knows he is essentially Atma and Ajnani does not know he is essentially Atma. That's the only difference. Therefore, Jnani who knows his essential nature being Atma definitely is also non-doer. Because the knowership is not there for Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Ataha Pariseshyat Asamhataha Atma Vidvan Avikriyaha Iti Tasya Vidushaha Karma Asambhavat Akshepaha Yuktaha Katham Sapurushaha Iti. The person who knows this Atma, Atma, Vidwan, Vidwan, Swarupaming Atma, Avikriya Iti, Tasya Vidushaha Karma Iti, for a wise person also, action is not possible. Karma sambhavaha. Wise person's actions are not there for a wise person also. Because our wise person also is avikriya, changeless. Because for him, Atma is the self. Akshepaha yuktaha. Therefore, such an object negation through implication is appropriate. That jnani cannot definitely kill, do any action or instigate anyone to do any action iti. Yatha, I think this is where we stopped. Correct? Now you have to start from here. Actually, you have to start from here. So, okay, this is something very important. I had to start. Yatha buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya avikriha evasan buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena avidya upalabdva avidya upalabdha atma kalpyate. Very nice. Very important sentence. Atma kalpyate. Atma is misunderstood. How? Avidyaya. Because of ignorance. Ignorance means what? Aviveka, that is, viveka. Here, aviveka vijnanena. Aviveka vijnana means what? Viveka vijnana means discriminative knowledge. Aviveka vijnana means because of the lack of discriminative knowledge. Aviveka vijnanena, because of the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is buddhi vritti, what is the thought modification, and what is the consciousness. See, in the cognition, as I told you, the knower means the mind has a status of being the knower here. We say mind knows through sense organs, means mind, thoughts constitute the mind. The cognition must be there, therefore we say that the knower is mind. What is cognition? This also explained to last class itself. A thought, inexplicably subtlest thought pertaining to any given object, that thought which rises in the presence of consciousness becomes what? Vritti parinamaha. Vritti parinama. The thoughts are varied because objects pertaining to the thoughts are varied. Sorry, objects are varied. Thoughts pertaining to the objects are varied. Countless number of objects are there. Countless number of thoughts can arise pertaining to the objects. But all those thoughts rise and resolve in the presence of consciousness. And the presence of thoughts, consciousness is said to be what? Manifest consciousness. Recognizable. In the absence of thoughts, consciousness remains as pure consciousness without the thoughts. Therefore, cognition, when we say it is very difficult to separate consciousness and thought, but still we understand one has to distinguish the consciousness from the thought. And distinguishing the thought, consciousness and the thought is important. We understand, he says here, buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena, because of the lack of discriminative knowledge of the thought modification and the consciousness, avidyaya, because of ignorance of what the reality is, nature of the reality is, atma is, upalabdha atma kalpyate. Really speaking, buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya avikriha eva san. Atma remaining absolutely changeless, remaining changeless only. Even the atma remains changeless always. Because of that, here we mistake what? Mistake here, a jnani to be, okay, different from the different from the changeless Atma. In fact, Jnani is, when you say knower, Jnani means knower. Knower is essentially Atma. And the Jnani who knows, who has the discriminative understanding of this truth, manifest in every changing vritti, then Jnani is actually, the Jnani who has that understanding is actually Atma and he is changeless. Evameva Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanena. Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanena. I'll explain again these two together. Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanena Buddhi Vrittya Vidyaya Asatya Rupaya Eva Paramarthataha Avikriyaha Eva Bhagavan Vasudevaha Vidushaha Karmadhikara Abhav Pradarshanartham Veda Vinashinam Katam Sapurushaha Ityadina. So, what he says, Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanena Buddhi Vrittya Vidyaya. So here, buddhi vritti, because of the discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not, what Anatma is, what Atma is not, what Anatma is, what Atma is, because of this jnana, discriminative understanding, which I assume of a buddhi, vritti only, thought modification, vidyaya, asatya rupaya eva, asatya rupaya eva. Even this thought, even this knowledge in terms of the discriminative understanding of Atma and Anatma, that knowledge vritti is also what? That is also mithya only. Even the knowledge, discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not, what Atma is, what Anatma is not, that discriminative understanding also is in the form of a thought only. Even that thought also is mithya only. Asatya rupaya eva paramarthataha avikriyaha eva bhagavan vasudevaha Vidushaha Karmadhikara Asambhava Pradarshanartham Veda Vinashnam Katam Sapurusha Ityadina. See here, Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanam. Let me explain to you this. I'll read every word, I'll explain to you tomorrow's class, definitely. Let me make this today now, very clear. Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanam. Mean what? Discriminative knowledge. Vivekaha itself means discriminative understanding. Vivekaha means Viveka Jnanam. Vivekaha is equal to Viveka Jnanam. Discrimination Vivekaha. Discriminative knowledge Viveka Jnanam. What is Viveka Jnanam? We can't physically separate Atma and Anatma. Physically we cannot separate. But intellectually, cognitively, we can distinguish Atma from Anatma. And we understand here, Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanena, because of the discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Anatma is, the discriminative knowledge also, this discriminative knowledge also is what now? Atma Anatma Viveka Vijnanam is also Buddhi Vritti. Is knowledge, Vidya. Viveka Jnanam is knowledge, Vidya. And this knowledge is what? It's also in the form of a thought only. Any knowledge which rises is a Vritti Jnanam. Any knowledge which rises is a Vritti Jnanam. The knowledge of any object is a vritti jnanam. Similarly, Just as any knowledge is vritti jnanam, not discriminative knowledge of what atma, what anatma is, also is what vritti jnanam. It's got akhanda akara vritti jnanam. But still, any vritti jnanam is mithya. Any vritti jnanam is mithya. Why? Because vritti jnanam has no independent existence. Vritti comes and goes. And vritti jnanam means what? There's only manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation also will disappear. A manifesting medium is not there. No, vritti jnanam is mithya. Any vritti jnanam is mithya. Vritti jnanam means knowledge of anything and everything is vritti jnanam. And the source of manifestation of knowledge is here. Swarupa jnanam, swarupa atma. Is abstract, formless reality. This ever-earthly nature of knowing is the source of all knowledge, the source of manifestation, and that Atma alone is Satyam. And what about the Vritti Jnana? Swarupa Jnana is Atma. Pure awareness, pure consciousness is Swarupa Jnana, which is Satyam. Whereas Vritti Jnana is a manifest knowledge which can be of anything and everything is Mithya. Now here, what about the Atmajnanam? Atmajnanam means, Atmavidya means, Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanam is Atmajnanam. So discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not, what Anatma is, this is what is Atmajnanam. And this Jnanam also is Vritti Jnanam. And this Vritti also is what? Mithya. Mithya. And so with this mithya vritti jnanam only, okay, we understand what? Through this jnanam we understand paramarthataha avikriyaha eva. So here paramarthataha avikriyaha. A paramarthataha means absolutely changeless. Who is Bhagavan Vasudeva here? Even Bhagavan Krishna, who was born as son of Vasudeva, he was a jnani. He was a Bhagavan avatar also. So, even Bhagavan Vasudeva, avikriyaha eva, absolutely changeless only. Bhagavan Krishna was absolutely changeless. Why? Because of the mithya vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam. What is vritti jnanam here? Vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam in terms of discriminative knowledge of what atma is, what anatma is. With this alone, Bhagavan Vasudeva, he himself explained beautifully the actionlessness being the nature of the actionlessness, being the nature of the Atma. And he also explained what? The impossibility of actions on the part of a jnani. Karma adhikara, adhikara abhava pradarshanartham, specifically for showing actions being not there on the part of a jnani. Specifically for showing the actions being not there on the part of a jnani. And he really taught in many verses, such as Veda Vinashinam Nityam Yayenam Ajamogiyam Katham Sapurushav Partha Kam Ghatayati Hantikam Ityadina. So there are so many verses. By verses such as this, Bhagavan taught specifically for what? Specifically for showing the actions being not there on the part of a jnani. Vidushaha karma adhikara abhava pradarshanartham. Jnani has no karma at all. Jnani has no karma means jnani is not the doer. Jnani is not the doer. Jnani is not the enjoyer. Jnani has no action. Specifically for showing that jnani has no actions, Yani is actionless. Yani has no punya papam. Yani is not the doer. Yani is not the enjoyer. Yani to only for showing that Bhagavan Krishna, he mentions this particular verse. And also many other verses also. And who, even Vasudeva, Bhagavan Krishna, Vasudeva states this, how? Through the mithyavritti only. What is mithyavritti here? Atma anatma viveka buddhivrittya vidyaya. Through the knowledge which rises in him of a thought, which is a vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam, even as a vritti jnanam, it is knowledge of the discriminative knowledge of what atma and anatma is, and which is mithya, asatya rupa. And through vidya jnana, still what is made very clear in this viveka, discriminative knowledge of what atma and anatma is, we understand vritti is anatma, vritti is mithya, and that which is there, because of which vritti becomes conscious and sentient, because of which cognition is possible, that consciousness actually the knower. Okay, the knower is conscious. Knower, the buddhi has the knower status because of the manifestation of consciousness. The knower is consciousness only, not the vritti. Knower status is attributed to the consciousness from the standpoint of the vritti. It is associated with other ways. Knower is consciousness, but consciousness is not even the knower. Even the, because it's, there's no act of knowing, no action or whatsoever on the part of the Atma. Consciousness has the status of being the knower from the standpoint of the vritti is associated with. Okay, really speaking, from the standpoint of consciousness, knowing being the swarupa, consciousness is not even the knower. If you say knower, associated with the act of knowing. No. This swarupam. Because of the nature of knowing, it knows. But here, the knower status is because of its association with the vritti. Vritti only. But even then, vritti cannot know. The knower of the vritti is distinct from the vritti. And that knower is only consciousness. Therefore, when you say jnani, the wise person who is the knower, that knower is Atma. And the jnani who knows who the knower is, the knower of the knower is jnani. Knower of the knower is jnani. The knower is ever of the nature of changelessness, therefore ever of the nature of actionlessness. The knower of the knower is also the same Atma. Is free from actions. Therefore, the Bhagavan, only for showing the actions being not then the part of a jnani, Bhagavan states this particular verse. Okay. So as we are continuing from last class, after long break, I just thought somewhere in from the middle of the verse, and tomorrow we'll understand everything properly. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.